Mike McFeely here on Friday before the game here in Ames, Iowa. Getting a chance to talk with Bison safety Colton Hegel the day before the big game against the Cyclones here at Jack Trice Stadium. Colton, first of all, fans, I think, and media are looking at this season as being turning the page or a different chapter of Bison football. And I know you've been through the last several seasons, so you've been a part of it. So does it feel that way to you too, or is it just us outsiders who think that way?
I think, you know, obviously it's just different faces, you know, in the front of the room or the guy, you know, talking on the radio. But I think it's the same mentality, same scheme, everything in that. So I think it's still Bison football, working hard, working the off season, doing the right thing, and just, you know, continuously getting better.
Do you think fans are, or again, you're inside, so it's different for you because you don't get maybe the whole perspective, but do you think that fans, and maybe even, again, we the media are selling you short because everybody's kind of looking at this team saying, you know, wow, all those guys graduated, they're all gone, the coach is gone, and now it's a new team. But are we selling you short, or is it going to be another great Bison football year, or how do you see that?
So far, I think we've done the right things to be a good football team. We have a lot of young talent and a lot of guys coming back. So I think it all depends on kind of what happens throughout the year. I think we have the chance to be a good team, but if we don't do the right things, if we get penalties, we turn the ball over, don't play good defense, and, you know, we're going to have a rough season. But I think this group can have a great season.
How is it different with Coach Kleiman now at the top of the heap and then some different assistants as well, Matt Entz as a D coordinator, just different guys all the way down the line? Is it different, or how is it different?
I think it's just, you know, for myself and I guess most of the older guys, you've had the same coach for the last 3-4 years. So just having a new, like I said before, a new face in the room, it's just a little different. But they're all capable, great coaches, you know, getting to know them, and they're smart guys, knowing what they're talking about. So it's just getting used to their personality and different techniques. But again, most of it's staying the same.
Is the terminology the same and all those things? Has Coach Kleiman kept everything the same as it was under Coach Bold, or has he done some different wrinkles, you know, behind the scenes?
I know on defense we kept most of the terminology the same. Maybe a couple wrinkles like you would every year, you know, depending on what new offenses are running and things like that. I know offensively they've kept most of the terminology the same. I'm sure, again, just a couple of different tweaks here and there.
Sure. When it comes to this year's defense, of course, the big story is the defensive line is going to be different. You lost some great numbers of players and some really good players. How do you see that progressing? What do you see from your defensive line so far?
I think that's going to be a work in progress throughout the next couple weeks. I think we know that, you know, Shotzi, Kyle, and Mike Hardy are great players, and they can play as many downs as they want to, but I think we need to find those guys that rotate, because D-line is different than defensive backfield where we have to rotate players. So just finding, you know, that third and fourth guy will be big for us.
And I think that's true throughout the entire team in some ways, is the depth part of it. Is you know, people, the last couple of Bison teams were so good, and people went, wow, these guys are unbelievable, but aside from the talent and aside from the skill, there were so many players there that you kept the defensive line, especially. You could see 4 new guys go in, 3 new guys go in. It's a depth thing, right?
Yeah, so we're working on that with some of those young guys. Like I said before, again, those young guys can play. It's just, will they be, you know, how many snaps a game will they be able to take? Will they be ready with the playbooks or the, you know, physicality of the game yet? So it's just kind of working. You know, we worked through that through fall camp, but I think we're ready to go on Saturday.
Iowa State, Big 12 team. You guys have been through this before. You played Kansas State last year, Colorado State the year before, playing the FBS game. Is it different for you this year in any way, or is it kind of, I don't want to say old hat, because it's always a big game, it's always important, but it's you've done this before, right?
I think it's just different for me because it's my last go-around. Really want to come out and play well against a team, a great Iowa State team, and be able to come out on top. And you know, I never had this as a goal coming in, but now the more and more we played it, you know, you want to go undefeated in your FBS games, I think is an awesome goal and something,
yeah,
I can say.
That. Say you're 4-0 in FBS games.
Right? I would end up being 5-0, actually. So to do that, I think would be something, you know, I can look back on it and have an amazing accomplishment in my career.
What have you seen from Iowa State on film? It sounds like Mark Mangino is the new offensive coordinator, so he's new to their program, and so maybe we don't exactly know what to expect, but I think he has a reputation of running a spread type of offense and throwing the ball over the field. Is that what you expect tomorrow?
And last time he was, you know, calling plays was, you know, 2009 when he was with Kansas, and offenses have changed a whole lot since then. Yeah. So looking at some of their films, some stuff Youngstown's done, and what Iowa State did last year, kind of mixing those two, we don't know really what we're going to see. So we have to be prepared for everything, and you know, anything can come loose on Saturday.
This kid, the tight end, EJ Bibbs, he's the guy that stands out on film. I've done the whole YouTube thing. I've done all that stuff. He's 6'3", 260 or some ungodly number. He sounds like an NFL prospect. What have you seen from him on film, and how do you stop that? How do you stop what he does?
Yeah, most times you see with a guy, he's obviously a great receiving tight end, but I think most times you see great receiving tight ends aren't really good blockers, and I think that's not the case with him. He can do it all, block, run, catch, you know, so I think he's going to be a vocal point in their offense. Along with some other skill players they have, I think they're going to try to spread the ball out on us and run some zone and just try to get the ball and let their athletes try out athlete us.
When it comes to Bibbs, it sounds like they get him down the field. And again, we don't really know what Mangino's going to do, but it sounds like they get him down the field as a receiver as much as keeping him inside to block. Is that what you're expecting to see?
Yeah, they'll go four wide with a tight end out there. I mean, he lines up as a receiver probably more downs than he does actually as a tight end. So we're expecting that, a lot of spread stuff from them, four wide. Three on one side, one on the other, you know, two by two, all sorts of different stuff. He likes to mix it up with a lot of different looks and formations. So,
last question, I'll let you get going here. The goal this year for the Bison football team, another national championship, another trip to Frisco, Texas, maybe a stupid question, but is that what the end game is here?
I think our goal for our team is honestly to, you know, play well this first game against Iowa State, and then we have to take one game at a time because of how young our team is. And then obviously the ultimate goal, I think, is to make it through the Missouri Valley Conference. Because I think, you know, people have said and people haven't said, but we think that it's probably the toughest conference in sure. FCS right now.
No
so
question.
I think that's our biggest goal right now, is to just take one game at a time and then make it through Missouri Valley.
I know I said last question, but I'm going to ask one more. You keep going back to the youth and things like that. Are you, I don't want to say tampering down expectations, but are you kind of going, okay, you know, this is not the same team. We do have some young guys. We need to get that experience. We need to get them in the rotation. Is that, I don't know if you want to say it's part of your plan, but is it, you just want to keep saying those things and telling people, wait a second here, we're not the team we had last year?
I'm not lowering the expectations at all. I'm just saying that, you know, we might hit a couple of speed bumps. I don't think it's going to be, you know, where we're slaughtering teams 50-7 like last year. We're going to have to fight and grind for every game. And I think, you know, you can look back on, you know, 2010, 2011, where we had the grind for every game compared to, you know, 12 and 13, where we kind of had some more depth teams. But, you know, I think the teams last year, I think, were out of the blue, kind of, I don't know how to word this, unrealistic for every year. Okay, so
yeah.
So it's just, you know, you're going to have some growing pains with some of these guys. And I think, like I said, we're going to have a good season.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.